Did you think people were kind of off the wall a bit, those people who talked about UFOs
at that time?
Being a physician, one must be open-minded, an open-minded skeptic, I should say. And I just didn't have time, to be honest with you. It just wasn't in the realm of my own reality, because I just was so busy and bringing up the kids and doing my bit for the community and so forth that I really didn't have any interest or knowledge of the topic at all. And in 95, we actually had a very close sighting, and I keep on going back to that sighting because it was so close. It was yards from our property. And my husband actually called me out of a bath. He was alarmed. He saw something out of our bedroom window. We live mountainside in Paradise Valley, high on the mountain, and we have a panoramic view of the city skyline, which is quite lovely, and we enjoy looking at the view, and we know what planes look like, and helicopters, and flares, and street lights, and car lights, and so forth. And when he called me to the window, and I grabbed the towel and ran to the window, because he's a leader in the community, and he doesn't sound alarmed too often, and we were both watching three amber orbs, and I call them orbs because the light did not extend outside of the edge, about 50, 75 feet above a private desert area. We live in an exclusive area tucked in the mountains, just hovering in a pyramid formation. One was on top and two were closely aligned underneath. And my first thought, having my video and curriculum company, was to grab my video camera, but yeah, downstairs, and I didn't want to miss anything. I didn't know how long it was going to last. And I tried. It just seemed that important. It was so extraordinary that I took everything in mentally, the size, the shape, the color, the distance. I tried to just take in everything mentally. They seemed to be 3 to 6 feet each, depending on how close or far away they were. They were oval shaped. The color within them was a soft amber color throughout. It wasn't like a hot spot like a light bulb has, but uniform throughout each orb, and they were very soft and mesmerizing. Everything else out there glared. I noticed that immediately, and I thought, you know, if I don't get a picture of this, nobody's going to believe it. And I ran to the closet saying that to my hubby, and he calls me back. He says, get over here quick, one of them is disappearing. And as I run to the window, we both watch the top orb slowly disappear in place. Now, if you ever watch Star Trek, which we did with the kids growing up, the Klingon device were...
Oh, come on, you wanted to watch it for yourself, too. Come on, admit it, right? Star Trek? Yeah.
What's that?
You wanted to watch Star Trek for
yourself. It really was kind of a family thing, and it was, you know, very nice messages and all that. But I really did note while I was watching this disappear that it didn't waver at all. It didn't go off in any direction. It was absolutely stationary, rock solid, but disappearing as if it was still there after it disappeared, even though we didn't see it anymore, possibly going to another dimension. I don't know. I just didn't have any reference for it. But I went out on the balcony, immediately noticing an eerie silence. I clicked the two orbs that were the bottom orbs. I took a picture of that, and again noticed an eerie silence as if time had stopped. And I have to admit that it as I stared at these orbs, it just seemed as if there was an intelligent presence there. And I thought to myself, who are you? What are you? Do you know that I'm here? I'd love to meet you. It was very exciting for me. And the next thing I remember, the left bottom orb starts to disappear, and I clicked the picture of that real quickly. At any rate, that was the only picture that turned out at the time, which was quite compelling for me because it confirmed that we did see something quite unusual.
Right.
I had a picture of it. I didn't know what to do with it.